I'm Tina.
Hi, I'm Bill.
Hey, you know what? A Mother's Day's coming.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Okay, what do people usually send as gifts to their mothers?
Actually, usually people send their mother flowers, and I always send my mom flowers on Mother's Day.
Oh, so maybe you should remember to send your mom the same present.
Yes, I will. I'll send her flowers.
Okay, good. 所以呢，请大家不要忘记咯，母亲节就快到了，别忘了要送给母亲一个礼物哦。那今天我们要讨论的呢，就是母亲节的礼物，是以一种篇章结构的方式来呈现。在我们开始看文章之前，我们先来看看今天的五个句子。
Okay, the first sentence says, Taiwan's voice could herald a new age of gender equality in the region.Now, we know here that we've got the word Taiwan, so we're going to look for a place in our article that either just introduced Taiwan or is talking maybe about Asian countries in general. It's got the word herald in it, and when you herald something, you basically talk about this new thing coming out. It's like it brings this news out. In other words, Taiwan's voice could bring this news out, this new thing, the new age of gender equality in the region.And as we'll find out, we're kind of talking about gender equality in the general idea of our article here. Equality is when things are equal, so gender equality would be when women and men have the same rights, the same responsibilities, and all that kind of stuff.
没错，我们首先看到的 A 句里面谈到的每一个字呢，可能都是等一下我们在做题所需要的一些 clues。我们先来看看这里首先谈到的 A 句 ，Taiwan's voice， 特定的地点 Taiwan， 这里的动词 herald 解释成为预示的什么样子的发声。那么新的年代的来临，我们就可以用 herald 这个字咯。那后面讲到的 gender equality 指的就是性别平等，所以性别平等当然指的是 the same rights 相同等的权利，或者是 the same responsibilities 要付出相同等的责任。
Okay, the second one says, In Asia, on the issue of family name, Taiwan is a notable exception. Oh, great, I just said look for location for choice A. Here in choice B, we've got Asia and Taiwan. So maybe this sentence will come before sentence A. Let's keep that in the back of our minds.Now here, when we say on the issue of family name, it means when we're talking about family name. There's something that's different about Taiwan because it's a notable exception. So we got to think about those ideas when we try and figure out where sentence B goes.
Okay, so sentence B 一样提到了相同等的这个区域地名，讲的是 Asia 还有 Taiwan。那我们所要谈论的议题就是 family name， 也就是我们的姓氏咯。那讲到这个姓氏的传承呢，这里就说到了 Taiwan is a notable exception. Notable， 值得注意的。
Alright, sentence C says, historically, most cultures were patriarchal. Now, it sounds to me like this is going to go in maybe an introductory kind of paragraph or somewhere at the beginning of the article, maybe not the first paragraph, because we're talking about most cultures and we're giving an idea of what they were like historically in the past. They were patriarchal. Patriarchal just means that it's connected to male lines of descent. So we're talking about grandfathers and fathers and sons. That's where power continues through the family. So here it sounds like we're getting ready to talk about something that's different today compared to what happened in the past.
没错，这里的一开始讲到 historically， 从历史的角度来看，感觉上呢就好像是一个很前面的一个句子，来为我们做了一个 introduction， 告诉我们接下来要谈的是什么东西。所以历史上来看呢， most cultures were patriarchal。 patriarchal 这个字啊，指的就是父权社会的，当然咯，就是跟祖父啊、爸爸、儿子有关，一切是以男性为中心的一个社会，我们就可以说是 patriarchal。
Choice D says, is it not our responsibility to ensure that all people have equal rights and dignity? Wow, now this is a question and it sounds like a very strong question talking about what we should do, our responsibility to do something. When you ensure something, you make sure that it's true. It's like your job to make that thing happen. So we're asking if we really should make sure all people have equal rights and dignity.Dignity is this feeling that you are important, this feeling that other people should respect who you are as a human being. So we're saying that maybe all of us should make sure that all people have the same rights and have this feeling of importance. Where does it go in our article? Well, I would say we look for another question in the article that's similar to this, or some place where we talk about why we need to be the ones that make sure everyone has equal rights and dignity.
所以在 sentence D 呢是一个问句，而且是相当强烈的一个语气。Is it not our responsibility? 这难道不是我们的责任吗 ？To ensure， 也就是 to make sure， 每一个人啊都有相同等的权利跟获得相同等的尊严。所以这一句呢，可能啊就是连接另外一个问句，来强调我们相同等的重点。那接下来我们看 sentence E。
Well, I think that's going to be the easiest one to place in our article because it begins with, this seems unfair. So just look for something in the article that seems unfair. This sentence has to come after. Now, what is it or what does the rest of the sentence say? It says, for even today in virtually every culture, women have tremendous responsibilities. The for there basically means because. So we're saying, whatever we just read is unfair because even today or these days in time,Virtually every culture, so almost every culture around the world, women have tremendous responsibilities. And wow, this is true. Like we're talking about, a responsibility is a thing you must do. And women definitely have very big, huge responsibilities and a lot of them. And that's exactly what tremendous means, very big or a lot of something.
对了，所以 sentence E 应该是最简单了，因为一开头就告诉我们 this seems unfair， 什么东西看起来是不平等，那我们就接在我们有谈到不平等的地方，句子后面就可以啦。那后面呢就继续说啦，因为女性呢有很多很大的一些责任存在。好，那我们就大概的了解一下今天其实要谈的呢，就跟我们主题的 passing on mother's name， 也就是传递母亲的姓有关。那我们就先请 Bill 老师帮我们把今天的文章先念过一次。
All right, have you ever wondered why your last name comes from your father instead of your mother? Blank one. Power and prestige were given to men, and only men inherited family wealth. Therefore, all children took their father's family name. Blank two. They still bear the brunt of domestic chores and, most importantly, bring every one of us into the world.Despite all this, women have yet to obtain the same rights as men in many areas. Blank 3. On this island, there is legislation pending to give women the right to pass on their family name to their children. Western Europe and North America have already done much to guarantee that women have the same status as men. Blank 4. Many women suffer miserably in societies where gender bias exists.As we all become aware of this issue, should we not be compelled to do more? Blank 5. For Mother's Day, let us give women a gift they have been waiting for, justice, and of course, love.
后面提到的呢就是跟今天的主题有关系了。什么叫做 justice 呢？难道我们只能继承父姓而不能继承母姓吗？今天要谈论的呢就是 passing on mother's name。那我们就来逐句的看看今天的文章。
Okay, have you ever wondered why your last name comes from your father instead of your mother? It's our introductory sentence. It's at the beginning, and it's, again, one of these rhetorical questions. We don't expect an answer from you, but we ask it to get you thinking. In fact, we want to see if you have wondered something. When you wonder about something, it means you're thinking about it, questioning about it, asking if this is true, asking why your last name comes from your father instead of your mother.When we use the phrase comes from, it means that this is where you got the idea for that thing, or this is why something is happening. Here, we're talking about the fact that you have your last name from your father, not your mother. And did you ever wonder or ask why that's true?
所以用问句来开头，就让我们来醒思一下，有没有曾经想过为什么会是如此呢 ？Your last name comes from 是来自于你的父亲 ，instead of your mother 而不是于来自于你的母亲呢？那后面的句子就是一个空格咯，到底要怎么样才能够连接下去呢？
Well, I'm not quite sure what to put into blank one yet here, so I'm going to look at the first few words of the next sentence.We've got power and prestige were given to men. Oh, and only men inherited family wealth. So we're talking about how men have all the power. That sounds patriarchal to me. So I think sentence C goes in here for blank one.
That's right. 所以有时候啊，我们在做题目的时候，看前面的句子不太容易知道答案该选什么，就应该再看看下文。上面的文章提到了 power and prestige were given to men and only men blah blah blah. 可见啊，一直都在谈男性，也就是所谓的父权社会的体系咯。所以我们这里的第一个空格就应该选 sentence C。
Now, power and prestige were given to men in the past, and it's true that only men inherited family wealth. In fact, that's still true in a lot of places today. Prestige is basically a sense of importance, or the idea that someone is important. But usually, that idea has to come from other people. So let's say I had a lot of prestige in society. That means everyone thinks I'm important.Here, that feeling and power, the power to make decisions, were only given to men. And that's one of the reasons why, and also connected to the idea that only men inherited family wealth. When you inherit something, it means that you get that thing, and usually you get it because it was your father's or your grandfather's, somewhere in your family above you. It can also be in business, too. You could inherit a company from someone above you in business.The idea is, though, that it passes through people, not because of your work or, you know, what you do or someone's decision, but just because of who you are and the family you were born into.
所以其实后面的句子啊，就在讲怎么样子呢，运作在父权社会当中，也就是所谓的 power and prestige, 像是这些权力啊跟名望啊 were given to men. 我们来看看 prestige 这个字，就是名望声望。所以我们常常讲名校，我们就可以讲 a prestige school. 那都给了男性，而且 only men inherited family wealth, 也只有男性呢可以继承家里面的财富。所以我们常常说从谁身上继承了大笔的财富，我们一样可以说 inherit a large fortune from someone。另外，我们常常说啊，习惯啊是由遗传而来的，我们也可以说 habits are inherited。
Therefore, all children took their father's family name. So, because we had the patriarchal societies with power and prestige given to men and family wealth inherited by men.Only the children, or all the children, would take their father's family name. When you take a name, it means that, you know, you have that name, you use it. So, here's where we're saying the main idea of our article, that the name comes from the father and not the mother.
好，也就因为是这样子，所以我们这里用的就是 therefore, 也就传承了父亲那一部分的姓咯。
Well, that definitely does not sound fair to me. Only men get the power and prestige, and children always take the father's family name. Hey, remember, I said that doesn't sound fair. So at the beginning of paragraph two, let's put in sentence E in our choices. This seems unfair, for even today in virtually every culture, women have these tremendous responsibilities.
没错，前面谈到的啦，这个男性可以继承权力跟名望还有财富，的确啊，对女性来讲是相当的不公平，所以在这里的第二个空格，我们就可以选的是 sentence E, this seems unfair, 因为呢，其实啊，女性要负担的责任也是相当的重大的。
Well, it definitely is the right place for sentence E, because we go on to talk about the tremendous responsibilities.They still bear the brunt of domestic chores and, most importantly, bring every one of us into the world. Definitely really big responsibilities here. Now, I like this phrase, bear the brunt of something. It just means that you have to deal with the most difficult part of something. It's like you're carrying this really heavy weight. It's funny because I've never, ever seen this word brunt outside of this phrase, bear the brunt of something.But basically, it means you have to do the difficult part of something. And here, the something is domestic chores, little jobs around the house. And of course, women also, more importantly, bring every one of us into the world. And wow, there's worlds of meaning in this. We're talking about women being pregnant for 9 months and then having to go through birth and having to raise children. Those are all tremendous responsibilities.
没错，所以前面的这个啊，在 sentence 一提到呢，前面提到的是不平等的情形，后面也提到了 women have tremendous responsibilities， 所以后面的句子就在说我们这些极大的责任有哪些呢？首先谈到的呢，就是这个片语咯 bear the brunt of domestic chores。当然了，很多的家事就叫做 domestic chores， 好像都是由女性来负责任的，对不对？那这里看到的片语 bear the brunt of， 其实 brunt 这个字呢，刚刚 Bill 老师有说到啦，很少单独出现。那我们主要呢是把它解释成为冲击或者是冲力的主要部分，所以 bear the brunt of 也就是首当其冲，你必须啊要去处理这样子困难的问题，而且最重要的是呢，其实也就是因为母亲才把每一个人带到这个世界上，所以这后面的句子就反映了前面的 have tremendous responsibilities。
Now, despite all this, women have yet to obtain the same rights as men in many areas. So even though all of this is true, that women deal with all of these responsibilities, they have yet to do something. This means this has not happened yet. Here we're talking about obtaining the same rights as men in all these different areas. And when you obtain something, you get it. So we're just saying, even though women have these responsibilities and are, of course, very important in the family and society, they don't have the same rights as men.
对了 ,despite all this, 尽管这一切 ,despite 我们也可以用三个字的 in spite of, 但是注意哦，我们后面接的呢是一个名词或者是动名词的片语，或者是 despite the fact that, 它虽然有解释成为虽然，可是呢在这里并不可以代换成为 although, 因为 although 呢是一个连接词，必须要连接两个完整的句子，所以尽管这一切呢 women have yet to obtain,这个 yet 呢就表示我们仍然依然要继续的来 obtain 或者我们说 attain A-T-T-A-I-N 去取得 the same rights as men in many areas 要取得啊在许多的地方许多的领域上跟男性有相同等的权利 the same rights as men 好那我们就先休息一下等一下再回来继续看看后面的两段文章
Welcome back to English Digest. This is Bill. Tina and I are talking about a great idea for a Mother's Day gift, being able to pass on the mother's name in the family instead of the father's name. Of course, we're talking about family name here. Now, moving on into the third paragraph, we begin with a blank we have to fill in, so let's look at the next sentence. On this island, there is legislation pending to give women the right to pass on their family name to their children. Oh, I got it right now.We're talking about an island, so it has to mean Taiwan. And remember, we want to go with the introductory idea of Taiwan in our choices. That's got to be choice B. In Asia, on the issue of family name, Taiwan is a notable exception.
没错第三段的开始就是一个空格所以我们只好看一下第三段的第二句 On this island 在这个岛屿所以很明确的给我们一个线索就是我们今天要谈的呢就是台湾咯不过在下面呢有两句都是讲到台湾那其实呢哪一句比较像是做一个引言呢很明显的就是这里的 Sentence B 讲到在亚洲那根据这个议题 On the issue of family name Taiwan is a notable exception 这一句啊比起另外一句呢感觉起来比较像是为我们下面的文章做一个引言所以这第三题的答案我们就选 sentence B
Well, what do we want to say about Taiwan? We're going to say that there is legislation pending to give women the right to pass on their family name to their children. This is great for women here because we're actually talking more about laws here rather than just a gift for mom. Legislation is basically...making a law, creating a law in a democracy. So all these people that are representatives get together and vote on whether or not they're going to pass a law. In fact, if they're getting ready to vote and talking about it, but they haven't done it yet, then you can say that law is pending. Because when something is pending, it means it's being worked on, but it hasn't been completed. Okay, so here we have these laws that are now being ready to be voted on. that are going to give women the right to pass on their family name to do what we're talking about in our article.
所以现在台湾的情形呢，这里所谈到的呢，就是 there is legislation pending. Legislation 指的就是立法，正在立法后面用的呢是一个形容词 pending， 表示是未定的、待审的，也就是啊，大家正准备呢要来审这个法案。什么样的法案呢 ？To give women the same right, the right to do something. 我们用的呢是一个不定词片语来修饰前面的 the right。怎么样的权利呢？也就是可以传承他们的姓，然后呢，把这个女性的那个这个姓呢，传给他们的小孩。
Well, Western Europe and North America have already done much to guarantee that women have the same status as men. So we want to compare what Taiwan is doing and maybe a few other places in Asia. Just think about all these places in the world. And we see that in Western Europe and North America,They have done a lot, so maybe they've made some laws similar to Taiwan's pending legislation. They've done much to guarantee that women have the same status as men. When you guarantee something, it means that you provide some way to prove to someone or show them that something will be true. So, if you're guaranteeing that women will have the same status, you're going to maybe set up some laws or do something that will make sure women will have these same rights.Because status kind of means level, or, you know, way that someone lives here. So if women have the same status as men, they'll have the same rights.
所以呢，刚刚讲到台湾正在立法，那么看看 Western Europe, 还有这个 North America, 他们又做了什么东西呢？他们其实啊 have already done much, 做了很多来 to guarantee, 来保证呢 women have the same status as men, 来保证女性跟男性有相同等的地位。所以接下来的空格可能就是跟我们这里的 the same status 有关咯。
Okay, well, we've been talking about Asia compared to Western Europe and North America and Taiwan, so let's fill in that last blank there. And I'm thinking that we don't want to go outside of this idea in the next paragraph, because it's the last paragraph, the conclusion. So we'd wrap everything up here with sentence A, Taiwan's voice could herald a new age of gender equality in the region.
对了，所以呢，在这里讲到了其他地方的努力，还有回头来看看 Taiwan's voice， 台湾所展现出来的呢，就是可以讲到所谓的一个 gender equality， 性别平等的一个新世纪，就来反映前面的 the same status as men。
Okay, moving into the last paragraph, we see that many women suffer miserably in societies where gender bias exists. Now, I've heard about this a lot, of course. I mean,You hear about it all over the world that women suffer miserably in these kinds of societies where men have all the power. In fact, that's what gender bias means. When you're biased towards something, it means you favor that thing for no good reason, just because it's what you like or because of some belief you had before about the thing. So maybe whether you're trying to choose if you should hire a man or a woman into a job, if you are gender biased or you have that bias,It means that you'd be more likely to hire one of them, the man or the woman, simply because of what you believe about men or women, instead of looking at the person, if they're the best for the job.
所以我们来看看咯，这里所谓的 gender bias， 那这里指的就是一种性别的歧视。好，那其实 bias 这个字啊，也可以把它看成动词。如果我们说 someone be biased toward， 也就是对什么产生有歧视的看法。所以其实啊，这里用的动词前面 suffer， 也就是受苦啦。在这样的社会有这些 gender bias 存在的地方，其实啊，女性呢是遭很大的痛苦的。
Well, as we all become aware of this issue, should we not be compelled to do more? When you become aware of something, it means that you learn about it, you find out about it. You basically know it now, whereas you didn't know it before. So, if you become aware of this issue, that women suffer miserably in these kinds of societies, well, don't you think you should do something about it? It's basically what the second half of this question is asking. Should we not be compelled to do more?When you're compelled to do something, it means kind of like you're forced to do it, but not because someone says do it or else. It's more this very strong feeling that you should do this thing. So if you're compelled to try and help women in these kinds of societies, then that means you have this strong feeling that this is what you should do.
没错，这里所看到的片语 be compelled to do something， 当我们说啊 feel compelled to do something， 并不是说呢你被强迫去做什么事情，而是呢你强烈的感到有这样子的需要，一定要这么去做。所以呢，我们就可以用这样的片语 be compelled to。那当我们意识到这样子议题的时候，这里就用问句来反问我们自己 ：Should we not be compelled to do more？ 用问句来加强它文章所要阐述的重点。
Well, we got to fill in our next blank here, and it should be easy because we only have one left. Although, remember, I was talking about looking for a place where a question would fit in well. Maybe a question about what we can do to make things better. So choice D obviously fits here perfectly, not just because it's the last choice we have.
对啦，所以呢，其实呢，前面用问句来问，后面再加一个问句来强调我们文章所要阐述的重点，就可以呢做一个前后的呼应，来确保说我们每一个人都 have equal rights and dignity.
For Mother's Day, let us give women a gift they have been waiting for: justice and, of course, love. You know, when you say that you have something now that you have been waiting for.Well, it's got this special meaning when you're talking about a gift or something like that. In fact, at Christmas, often you'll hear people say, it's what I always wanted, or it's what I've always waited for. So it means they always were hoping this thing would happen to them, or they'd get it. Here we're saying it's justice, or the law-controlled idea of equality,And of course, we do have to remember to give our mothers love as well.
没错，所以这里用到的动词形式 have been waiting for， 也就长久以来一直在等待的礼物，也就是所谓的 justice 咯。
Now, you know, Tina, I was just thinking that this article has a great idea in it. It would be a nice gift to be able to pass this on to the mothers and women in our society. But we also have to remember that this isn't just a gift given to women. It should be something that we all agree on from more of a, you know, a law-protected point of view. So maybe something we all decide together is best for society, not a gift that we just give to women.
啊，其实 Bill 老师说的呢，就是其实给予妈妈一个公平的待遇，并不是把它看成好像是一个 gift 礼物送给妈妈，其实本来就是应该妇女所被保障在法律上所该有的权利。没错，请大家要记住这一点哦。Okay, that's it for today's English Digest. I'm Tina.
And I'm Bill.
Goodbye.